Social. The Department of Housing and Planning in Kiambu County is undertaking public participation forums for the 10-year CSP program running from 2023-2024 financial years. The engagements are a prerequisite to the various development projects to be carried out in the county. Article 174 of the Constitution of Kenya grants powers to the common Wananchi to self-govern and enhance the participation in making decisions affecting them. The exercise, which began yesterday, has covered 12 venues, including two sites in Thika, Ruiru, Gatundu North and South. Others are Jija Kiambu, Lemuru, and Kikuyu, with one site each. The remaining Lari, Githunguri, Kiamba, Kabete, Indea, and Karai are scheduled for today. The plan, once complete, will provide a development framework of 10 years, 2024 to 2034, by outlining policies, guidelines regarding infrastructure development, environmental protection, and goals for land use and development within the county government of Kiambu. In attendance were representatives from Wahoko Ward, Ruiru Sub-County, who gave a scintillating projection of what the region should look like in 10 years' time. The residents want issues addressed to include education, with the group calling for the construction of ECDE center in the ward to be fully equipped and well-staffed. They also called on the ministry to establish TVET and VTI centers so as to help address the skill gap in the ward. On matters of transport, the delegation from Wahoko called on the ministry to improve the quality of access roads in Witarithia, Mwabuko, New Kahawa Sakari, Mahira, Matuya, Kazito, Langata and Mwiki areas. The group, led by its spokesperson, Kariuki Nderu, also urged the Kiambu County government to double down on waste management in the region, saying there should be no off days when it comes to garbage collections. Regular garbage collection should be done by the county trucks, Nderu said. Touching on land ownership in the area, the group implored the county to fast-track issuance of title deeds to legitimate owners and also start the process of recovering lost public land, terming this a priority. The forum has been put in place by the Kiambu County Government under Governor Wamatangi's leadership, partnering with the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, FAO, under the Digital Land Governance Program, DLGP. In attendance was Director of Physical Planning Madam Hannah Maranga, who said such forums are the way to go if the county is to achieve its set development agendas. "This project will give us a useful framework on deliberate development agendas in the county," she said. Other members present were FAO Cluster Representative Mr. Josephat Kariuki, respective sub-county planners, and representatives from MCA's offices, municipal managers, ward administrators, Nyumba Kumi representatives, and the representatives from the invited professional bodies.